Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and I'm also known as Mike by my friends over at Starbucks. And I'm here to talk to you about some very important things. I've come a long way. I've come a long way. Remember the old expression? What was it? You've come a long way, baby. Remember that? Well, I've come a long way, baby. From the time that I was a young man until now. And I have made some very wonderful discoveries about life and about the spiritual side of life. I used to have a wonderful friend named Jack. He's moved to Arizona, but he used to be here. We would meet frequently at a coffee shop around town. And he said that when he started to get better, when he started to take life more seriously and sober up and look at things thoughtfully, he said, you know, he starts to look at the spiritual side of life. And I thought that was a very nice way of putting it. And that's what we all need to do. That's what we all need to do. But why is it that we don't? Or why is it that we can't? Or why is it that we study the spiritual side of life? See, we read about it, we hear about it. We may pay lip service to it. We may even sing about it. And yet somehow it doesn't seem to flow through us. When you read about the very early Christians, you know, people like Paul and John, those types of people, why it flowed through them. It flowed through them so that everything that they did, everything that they said, had goodness, had love in it, had light and love in it. And they were able to do some very remarkable things. Now today you don't see that. I know you see some fancy extravagandas that are put on. You know, you see lots of music and big screens and exciting talk. You see people swooning and falling over and getting up and raising their hands in the air. You see all sorts of things like that. But if you'll pardon me, I don't mean to be rude, but it seems a bit either phony or the people are hypnotized. And so that might be a very good entree into talking about hypnosis, because that's the problem that we all have. We are hypnotized. And then we do and say things that are not in our best interests. We find ourselves drawn to strange people, strange circumstances, or we find ourselves drawn back to the very circumstances that were a trauma for us. We find ourselves drawn back to those circumstances. And we find ourselves doing to others what was done to us. Now, I know it's very strange, it's very odd, and it's very puzzling, and it's very painful to people who, who were molested as children, and then they become the molester. Or they had something stolen from them, and then they become a thief. They had some shock them, and now they go out and shock other people, and so on. I know it's very troubling to those people. They don't understand it. Well, in order to understand it, you need to hear it spoken of. And then you need to wake up from your trance. Wake up. And then you can see in the light of truth just why it occurs. I'll be right back after this announcement.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
Welcome back. My name is Roland, or my nickname is Mike, and I'm here to talk to you about waking up from your trance. And I hope that I can put words together in such a way that you, the truth itself. Spoken without guile and directly and honestly will wake you up. You know, waking up is something like the OMG, you know, experience. All of a sudden you say, oh my God, you know, or it's like the morning after the night before. The morning after the night before you wake up and you say, oh my God, what did I do? Or what am I doing here? Or what, you see what I mean? And waking up is also something that in, you know, I was going to say in a negative way, that's what it is. Well, it's not negative. If you wake up, it may feel negative. You say, oh no, what did I do? You know, you wake up. Well, it seems negative, but it's good that you're waking up. It's good that you wake up so you can see what you did and not do it anymore. But an obviously positive way of waking up is like getting a joke. Someone tells a joke, you don't get it. And then you say, oh, I get it. See, that's like waking up. Or it's like the aha experience. See, that's waking up. I'll give you another example of waking up. When you were a young person, undoubtedly your parents... And adults, you know, they gave you some good advice, and you heard it, kind of went in one ear and out the other, but you didn't want to, you didn't do it. You know, they gave you good advice, but your naughty friends, they wanted you to do something else, and it was more fun to go along with your naughty friends. Or your parents gave you some good advice, but you rejected it because of the way they said it. You know, maybe they said it in a mean way or a condescending way or an angry way, and so you rejected it. See? Or you just wanted to be free. You didn't want other people always telling you what to do. You wanted to live your own life and make your own mistakes, and you wanted to see for yourself. Well, that's actually a positive, that's a good impulse to want to see for yourself. But then later in life, after you've made some mistakes and you've experienced life and you've suffered for some of the consequences of some of your mistakes, then you say, oh, now I see what my parents were trying to tell me. You see it for yourself. Well, that's waking up. Another example of waking up is you have some people who are like drug addicts. See, they're drug addicts. Or alcoholics. And for years and years and years, for somehow they just keep drinking or taking drugs. And people say, you know, you've got to stop, you're hurting yourself, you're ruining your health, you're destroying your relationships, blah, 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 blah. And then they say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in a while, they might even try to clean up their act a little bit or go into rehab or something. But before you know it, they're back on their drugs again or they're back into alcohol again. But all of a sudden, for some reason, they just see. They absolutely see how wrong they are. See, and how harmful this thing really is. They see it, and then real change occurs because they see it. Seeing is so important. So, if you're a teacher and you have students and you try to explain the math, you try to explain the math in such a way that all of a sudden they get it. See? They see it. Oh, I get it. I see it. Well, then they're fine after that. Then they can solve all the problems because they understand the principle. See, they understand the principle. Likewise, people who are messing up big time, all of a sudden they gradually wake up and see just how wrong they are. And so that's what waking up is. But if all of these things that I have described, see, even getting off of drugs and alcohol, if that involves waking up, see, then doesn't that mean then that we must have been somehow asleep if we have to wake up and really see what's going on? What do they say, wake up and smell the coffee? See, that then, in other words, that means we must have been somehow asleep. Well, that's what hypnosis is. Now, there's a lot of different forms, different ways in which it comes to pass. We don't need to go into all that. Those, all you need to know is that it begins with trauma. It begins with trauma and a failure of faith and a failure of love and emotions. We begin responding to someone or something on the... See, look, that's... Look, I'm sure you can... You've seen a hypnotist on stage. You've seen that. And the person starts responding to the hypnotist, and before you know it, the person is hypnotized. Well, that's what trauma is. Look at, now, just see the same process occur with trauma. As the person is molested, or they're robbed, or they're pushed down on the playground and beaten up, or their father betrays them and leaves, disappears, see, or their mother is cruel to them. See, it's trauma. See? So they experience trauma, and they start responding to the trauma, see, just like a person on a stage. Through various manipulations and so on, the person's responding to the test. Well, just think of trauma as a hypnotist. And the other thing is trauma, you know, psychic trauma, emotional trauma. It's rarely just pure happenstance. There's usually 99% of the time there's some person involved. Somebody's behind it. There's some cruelty afoot. It's a mother, it's a father, it's an uncle, it's a teacher, it's a student, it's a bully. It's a sister, it's a brother, it's a neighbor. See, it's somebody. See, that instigates the trauma. And why did they do that? Have you ever wondered? You know, you look at these people around, the thieves and the robbers and the drug dealers and the gang leaders and the gang members and the rapists and all these types of people and the molesters. Except for that one thing. Otherwise, they just seem like a regular person. How did they become that way? See, somebody did it to them. But the point that I'm getting at is that trauma, see, when we begin responding emotionally to trauma, we fall away from our inner ground of being, and we become a creature of trauma. I shall be right back after this important announcement.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I'm your friend. That's right, I'm your friend. My name is Pastor. Call me Roland, or call me my nickname, Mike. I'm your friend. I want to help you. But I'm not trying to help you with... See, if you start responding emotionally to me, you know, if I'm act very clever and say very clever things and become a big personality. That doesn't mean that people won't respond to me emotionally anyway. If they do, it's okay because I won't harm them. I'll just continue to tell them the truth, and hopefully they'll begin to waken up. And as they wake up, one day they see, well, I am a little bit caught up with Roland, and so therefore then they're free. That's what I want to do, is set you free. But free from what? Free from what? Well, free from trauma. Free from hypnosis. Wake up and smell the coffee. See? Wake up and smell coffee. And while you're at it, you can smell the roses. Now, the other thing, have you wondered why people don't live in the present? Little children live in the present before they're traumatized and emotionalized. I keep using the word emotion because I want you to see that emotions are part of the trauma. Emotions are part of trauma. That's our response to trauma, is emotion. But before they're traumatized, little children live in the beautiful present. They leap from bed in the morning and run barefoot over the carpet to enjoy a beautiful day of discovery. And they're happy and carefree, and they love learning and so on. But something goes wrong, and you see adults sit around, and what do? They sit around and worry, thinking about the future, planning for the future. What if this happens? What if that happens? What am I going to do? What am I going to say to this person? What am I going to do there? And thinking about the past, reminiscing in the past, or thinking, why did he say this? Why did she say that? Living in the past or living in the future, living in the hiding in the imagination, hiding in fantasy, often with the help of, internet and video games and DVD music and marijuana and drugs and alcohol and everything. See, all those things that help them to hide fantasy. But that's what hypnosis is. Something on the outside gets to us. It yanks our chain, it emotionalizes us, we respond, then we do something dumb, and then we begin to wake up afterwards. See, naturally, a person in hypnosis will begin to naturally wake up, come out of the trance. But what happens when we begin to wake up in life? Well, we have to realize that we failed. See, we failed. We became hateful, we became angry. We did something wrong, we did something naughty, we did something cruel, something mean, something dumb, something foolish, something against our principle. We didn't go along with what we knew in our heart was right. We followed other people instead of what we knew in our heart. See, so on and so forth, and we don't want to see it. We don't want to admit that we failed. We don't want to admit we were wrong, that we are wrong. And we don't want to admit that we're doing things, see, not of our own, flowing from within, but based upon what somebody else tells us to do or suggests that we do. We don't want to admit that. So what do? We immediately hide in emotions, hide in fantasy, hide in thinking about the past or worrying about the future. See how that works? So now do you see why everybody's sitting around worrying and lost in thinking? Because they have failed in reality, and now they're lost in the traumas, the memories of the traumas, or worrying about, failing again in the future. So what are we going to do? Well, you have to start waking up. Wake up. See? Face the truth. See? Admit the truth. Face it. Dust yourself off. See? And then begin to face reality with awareness, instead of being half asleep. And you won't make so many mistakes. Eventually you won't make any mistakes. I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level. Online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues, and somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them. Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to yourpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Pastor Roland, and here I am. Welcome to the program. I hope you're enjoying it. We have a very, very nice program here. We're talking about hypnosis. We're talking about trauma. We're talking about waking up. We're talking about why people do, why you do foolish things and dumb things. And the other thing is why your religion hasn't come to life for you. Why aren't you like Paul? See? Or John? Or Philip or Stephen or some, or these early wonderful people? Why aren't you like that? Why aren't you filled with joy? See, there was Martin Lloyd-Jones, a great teacher from Westminster Church in England, wrote a book called Spiritual Depression. And he said a depressed Christian is a contradiction in terms. Now, why did he say that? Because if you look at the early church, they were full of joy. Absolutely full of joy. So what has happened? Why are you not full of joy? Why are you not walking on water, raising the dead and healing the sick? And why aren't you just bubbling over with joy every single moment of your life? Why is it? It's because you're lost in thinking, lost in worry, lost in planning and scheming, see? Or lost in study, another distraction from reality. Another hypnotic fixation point, study, see? Or trying to make something of yourself, trying to prove something to other people. Because of what? Why do you need to prove something to other people? Why do you need to make something of yourself? Why are you striving toward all these goals? Why? Because you failed. Somehow you failed. If you were a whole person, whole and complete, you didn't see Paul sitting around studying. You didn't see Philip or Peter, Mary, any of these people. You didn't see them studying, getting degrees and so on. They didn't have to compensate. They had it all. See? So if you're sitting around and you're not filled with joy and doing, cartwheels in happiness, something's wrong. See? So you are a creature of trauma. You have been traumatized. So now you're in a some kind of a hypnotic trance. You walk around. Of course, you go around and do this and do that and drive your car and work and everything. And to the air, you know, it's not obvious, but you are. You're not fully aware, fully awake and fully aware. So all you need to do is wake. That's all. Then you'll be a better person. You can be a wonderful person and full of joy. See? But awake, aware. All you need to do is wake up, and that's what I can help you to do. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Well, yes, I've saved the best for last. I always do. I save the best for last. I have meditations. Meditations that are designed to help you to wake up. See? No, they're not visualizations. That's more imagination and fantasy again. No, they're not suggesting, you know, positive thinking and so on and so forth. No, they are. They are designed to help you to wake up, to stand back from your fantasy and wake up, and to learn to go out in the world without reacting to everything emotionally. And so I strongly recommend, I heartily recommend, I beseech you to go to my website and try one of my meditations. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.